With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Wind chill warnings as well as blowing and drifting snow makes life more challenging for all of us. But imagine if you had to take care of newborns being born in these tough weather conditions.
With the added cold, we're making sure that everybody's getting bedded down more often, and we lock the cows, our close-up cows, in the barn that are getting ready to calve and stuff, so the barn has a chance to heat up so we can save those little ears. The heifers, the bulls, everything needs extra bedding so they can really hunker down in this cold. And then, of course, we've got the wind as well that we fight with. So we got to make sure that we've got plenty of wind protection and bedding for those cows that are out and about.
Krissa Dawes ranches with her husband David in northeastern North Dakota near Michigan. Krissa says they've been out in the barn checking on those mama cows day and night.
You know, we go out probably every hour and a half. And like I said, we do have an insulated barn that we lock the cows in. So even when it's 17 below to 20 below, a lot of times inside the barn's 15 above.
Once again, that's Krissa Dawes, who ranches near Michigan, North Dakota. And we'll be back with more Ag News right after this.
Growers like to work with ProSeed because our programs are simple to understand. We have a fair price, and we have great products to fit their area.
Knowing the area, knowing their land, we're able to give them the products that do the best job for them, that in turn increases their bottom line.
We don't just try to sell the seed and walk away. We want to make sure it gets into the bin and gets into the bank at the end of the day.
CHS Incorporated, the nation's leading agribusiness cooperative, has released results for its first quarter ending November 30th. The company reported record quarterly net income of $452 million compared to $69.7 million in the first quarter of fiscal year 2021. The significant improvement in earnings was largely driven by strong global demand across key businesses compared with lower demand during the same period a year ago as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. With a look at your top Ag News headlines from across the region, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich.